This is from not the New York Post or the New York Post this morning. U.S. calls for pause on Johnson & Johnson vaccine after declining case. Pretty much what Mr. Barrett just told you. Scientists with the Food and Drug Administration at CDC will jointly examine possible links between the vaccine and the disorder and determine whether the FDA should continue to authorize use of the vaccine for all adults or limit the authorization. I can't wait for them to blame this on Trump. And you know that that's what's going to happen here. It's obvious that Operation Warp Speed was a complete and total failure and disaster. Watch. It be coming. You will see. This is all Trump's fault. If Trump hadn't, if we would have been careful, and if we would have done things so that we would have, whatever, dude. The move could substantially complicate the nation's vaccination efforts at a time when many states are confronting a surge in new cases. No one is confronting a surge in new cases in ILI illnesses. That's just a lie. That is not true. And if there is a surge, it's only a surge in RT-PCR tests. And why are they still giving these dang tests? Because they've got to scare you into going to get the jab. This whole thing is a psyop, a sick, twisted, diabolical psyop. I want to go back to my previous subject here, and we'll wait to see if there's any more breaking news on the vaccination front. I'm going to go back to the previous subject here about the banks and what is going on. So I asked Mrs. O'Connell, and she reported to you 1.8 million previously employed restaurant workers, according to the National Restaurant Association. Now, the NRA, it's a different NRA, would not include and would not cover most small mom-and-pop restaurant. Why? Because the NRA basically is a lobbying entity. It goes to state and the federal government and lobbies for special rules, privileges, and bailouts. But the NRA was lobbying Congress about this time last year, saying that the restaurant industry needed $150 billion. How much was that? It was $150 billion. Because you're not watching this on Crusade TV, you just missed my spot-on, awesome impersonation of Mike Myers as Dr. Evil. Because you refused to upgrade to Crusade Premium. Which could have. Do it at CrusadeChannel.com after you log into your account. And add Crusade Channel TV to your premium membership. You will not regret doing so. And then there's all these stats here about the banks. I just want to talk about this obliquely, and then we're going to get into the Minnesota cop and the latest shooting. Well, let me give you something to chew on the shooting. Why are women being put into these positions as police officers where they have to make life or death decisions anyway? So congratulations, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and hell, this applies to every jurisdiction in the United States, I believe. There is no Mayberry RFD that remains, or there is no police department that has not been tainted by this false notion of security or this false notion of achievement, right? Women have achieved so much. If they actually had to take the physical rigorous test that cops used to have to take, they'd all fail. Ditto that for firemen. None of them would pass. Remember that? Remember the sensitivity training course in Rescue Me? Remember that?
How many of you would say that you're prejudiced? Show of hands. Okay, we have a hand up. You think you're prejudiced?
Yes.
Against who?
Well, let's see. Chevy Neons, it costs $12,000 to buy, but have $8,000 paint jobs and 9 spics inside them smoking weed. That's one thing.
Okay, now listen. The term spic.
It's okay.
No spic. Well, see, that's really not...
Crazy chink broads who don't know how to drive in the first place, and now they got cell phones stuck to their ears while they're doing 65 miles an hour down Sixth Avenue. Huh?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The crazy chinks on bikes with 10 pounds of Chinese food strapped to the handlebars.
Okay, now, see, the word chink is what I like to call a problem word.
Problem word.
If I were a chink, I'd rather be called a chink than a gook.
Okay, now, hold on. Listen to me, please. Chinese people would not like to be called gook or chink or pen face or
zipper head. Or...
See, that's another thing. I mean, Puerto Ricans, we get shafted even when it comes to racism. Chinks got what, like 4 ethnic slurs? We get one, spic, that's it. The Irish, they got Mick, Patty, Donkey. Italians, they got Guinea, Wop, Dago.
Yeah, Spaghetti Bender.
I have a video that I would like you to watch. Hopefully it will it'll spark some serious thoughts.
It's just to cover the FDNY's ass, that's all it's good for, you know? Just in case some Puerto Rican woman or some fat Chinese guy files a lawsuit against the FDNY, or God help us, there's another disgruntled female firefighter who thinks she has a case, the FDNY can say, no, they can't be prejudiced, they took this horse sensitivity training. Let me tell you something, next time I run into a burning building and refuse to bring out anybody who's not the same color as me, that's when you can bring my angry, sober, pink Irish ass back down here. Got it?
I got it, dude. Seriously. I want to bring you back, some of you will remember this. I'm trying to remember this guy's name. Boy, what a lunatic this was. I want to say this is back in 2009, 2010. I don't know. The decades just start to run together for me. There was a lunatic that was in custody. Oh, it gets even better. This is in Fulton County, Georgia. And he was awaiting trial or awaiting to be arraigned. And because of, well, we had to give women equal opportunities. There's no job in this police department. Like Jen Psaki would say on behalf of regime leader Biden, there's no job in this man's army or the police department that a woman can't do that, like, a man can, like, do. Hello? And so, what was this guy's name? They left this dude while he was awaiting to go actually into the courtroom. They left him in the custody and care of a 55-year-old, 5'4" grandma, who just happened to be a sheriff's deputy of some sort in Fulton. That's it. Albertus Magnus for the win. Thank you, sir. I was a couple of years off. Brian Nichols in 2005. I remember talking about this and going like, "What? Whose idea was it to leave?" And this guy is huge. This guy was like 6'5", 290. Whose idea was it to leave this lunatic, this monstrous beast of a man, cared for and supervised by a grandma? What did Brian Nichols do? He beat the crap out of the grandma, grabbed her gun, shot her. I don't remember if he killed her or not. I think he did. Went out into the courtroom, shot the judge, shot the bailiff, shot another guy. Ran out of the courtroom and down the street, blew away another dude, carjacked someone, and then, since Albertus Magnus in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat, remember Albertus, how it came to a close, that he broke into this woman's apartment, or some guy's apartment, I want to say, and the dude went in there and found him, and basically talked to, or it was a chick or whoever, talked him into turning himself in. That's how they caught him. That the person whose house he broke into, talked him down off the list, prayed with him, and talked him into turning himself in. That's how they caught Brian Nichols. My point being, though, this is another instance where a woman was left in a position she should not have been in. Anyone with a third of a brain You see, my memory is pretty good. I said he killed the judge, the bailiff, and somebody else. We killed the judge, the stenographer, bailiff, and a cop on the street. This woman that was in this altercation, though, in Minneapolis. So, ladies and gentlemen, something is so irretrievably wrong and broken